VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. Protesters gathered outside Zimbabwe's election commission Wednesday as parliamentary results were released. Reuters News reported automatic gunfire crackling in the streets of Harare as soldiers stepped in to disperse protesters who had clashed with police after the main opposition leader accused the ruling party of trying to rig the result of Zimbabwe's election. European Union observers also questioned the conduct of the presidential and parliamentary poll, Zimbabwe's first since Robert Mugabe was forced to resign following a de facto coup in November after nearly 40 years in power. The observers expressed concern about delays in releasing the results of the presidential contest. A repatriation ceremony was held in South Korea for the remains that are presumed to be of U.S. soldiers who fought during the Korean War. The commander of the United States forces in Korea paid tribute at a ceremony.
For the warrior, this is a cherished duty, a commitment made to one another before going into battle.
The remains will begun undergoing in-depth forensic analysis once they arrive in Hawaii. Apart from a single military dog tag, no other information was provided by North Korea that could help U.S. experts determine individual identities. As the trial of President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort reached its second day, Mr. Trump called for an end to the special counsel's probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election that spawned the charges. The political consulting work that Manafort did to earn $60 million working for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine is expected to take the spotlight and testimony in federal court in Washington suburb of Alexandria, Virginia. Mr. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to all charges. This is VOA News. Mali's defense ministry says at least four soldiers have been killed in an attack by armed men in the central Ségou region. The defense minister says the gunmen ambushed a convoy on Tuesday. No group has claimed responsibility, but the attack is similar to others by al-Qaeda-linked extremists in Mali's central region. Extremist groups linked to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State organization roam Mali's north and center. They've been targeting Malian and French troops and other high-profile targets, including the headquarters of a new regional counter-terror force. The Trump administration is facing criticism that it doesn't have a clear national strategy to protect the upcoming midterm elections. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Intelligence officials have been warning that Russia continues to try to interfere with U.S. election systems. But critics say the White House has no clear strategy to protect the country during balloting this fall and beyond. Both Democrats and Republicans say the administration's response has been fragmented without enough federal coordination. And with the midterms just 3 months away, critics are calling on President Trump to take a stronger stance on an issue vital to American democracy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Passengers are expressing gratitude to be alive after an airliner crashed in Mexico. Passenger Alberto Herrera told NBC's Today show, "It's hard to believe everyone on the plane survived the crash.
It's kind of a miracle that we all made it. So it's just a blessing that I'm here to kind of tell a story, I guess, the next day."
The governor of Mexico's Durango state says a gust of wind hit the plane as it was taking off, forcing the pilot to abort. Congo's former vice president Jean-Pierre Bemba returned to the country Wednesday to register as a presidential candidate in December's long-delayed election. It comes more than a decade after his arrest in Belgium, which led to a trial at the International Criminal Court over war crimes. A report Wednesday said flooding in Myanmar has killed 12 people and forced more than 132,000 others to take shelter at nearly 300 temporary camps. Police said thieves in Sweden walked into a small town's medieval cathedral in broad daylight Tuesday and made off with priceless crown jewels dating back to the early 1600s before escaping by speedboat. Tom Roswell saw the robbery taking place.
The two men hurriedly jumped on board, and it sped off in that direction over that way.
The thieves snatched two gold crowns and an orb made for King Carl IX and Queen Christina in the daring robbery. The criminals remain at large. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.